It's Monday, the 13th of October, and with your news at 7 a.m., I am Leonard Witbien. Business expert Joseph Sciamma has cautioned that pension-backed home loans, though a creative solution, may not solve affordability challenges and could endanger retirement savings if borrowers default. He suggested the government directly settle creditors while ensuring employees retain a portion of funds for financial security.
However, what I think is that there should be a window of opportunity, and the government should pay creditors directly and also give the employees a portion of some of money because the government cannot leave the employees with an empty handed after they settle the loan. And I believe that allowing eligible contributors to access a portion of their pension savings prior to retirement is an attempt by the government to stimulate the economy, which is very, very important.
You can find the full interview with Sciamma on futuremedianews.com.na. Social activist Sean Gadisep says residents of Windhoek's informal settlements are fed up with decades of unfulfilled promises from successive councils. In a conversation with our news team, he highlighted that areas like Tobias Hanyeko and Brandon Simbwame still lack basic services, including toilets, electricity, water and police presence, despite a 700 million budget for formalization.
A serious efforts must be done and money must be guided the way it's intended to do. So we're basically discussing that, and the people are really... They've had it ad nauseum. They are fed up. They are tired of empty promises. They know. Then next week, Sunday, the city of Windhoek will have a community meeting in Tobias Hanyeko. The people have invited us to join them at the city of Windhoek. We will go and listen and ask them whether it is going to be another window dressing. We do not know, but we will be there.
The Namib Desert Diamonds Pty Limited Board has terminated CEO Dr. Alisa Amupolo effective immediately on Friday following an independent disciplinary hearing that found her guilty of two counts of gross negligence and one of gross insubordination, Namdias said in a statement late last week. The hearing, which began in November last year, addressed operational decisions between April 2023 and July last year that led to business losses. Interim Chief Executive Lele Usiku will lead the company until a permanent appointment is made. Former Seychelles Parliament Speaker Patrick Hermini has defeated President Wavel Ramkalawan in a runoff election. Official results seen by Reuters revealed yesterday, returning full control of the island nation's government to its longtime ruling party. Hermini secured 52.7% of the vote following his United Seychelles Party earlier success in the first round of the general election last month when it regained the parliamentary majority lost in 2015. On the international front, U.S. President Donald Trump is in Israel and Egypt today for the release of the Israeli hostages and the formal signing of the Gaza peace plan. Hamas is expected to hand over the 20 living hostages as part of the deal proposed by the U.S. leader. From Washington, our correspondent is Nick Harper.
Well, this will be a short and probably for the president, sweet visit to the Middle East. A whirlwind first to Israel, then on to Egypt. From a personal perspective, it's the crowning moment for Donald Trump of his peace deal put forward and achieved by him. He's likely to soak up applause at the Israeli parliament, the Knesset, and then on to Egypt to formally sign the deal and host a summit of world leaders to look at tough future issues like the future governance of Gaza, issues that are unlikely to be answered in a single session before the president returns to Washington. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.